2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi and welcome. I'm so glad to be here with you today. My name's Suze, and it's my absolute extreme pleasure to be with you for the next hour. And we're going to be flipping the switch today on things around, well, stress and memory and those kinds of things. The topic that I set for today is trouble remembering. Now, that does not mean that if you don't have trouble remembering, you can't phone in. You are welcome to call in with whatever you want to talk about, and I'm happy to help you repattern. The number today is 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. That's a toll-free number. And phone in and give them your email address, because then I send an email to you and invite you to one of our upcoming seminars as my guest for, you know, just your gratitude of willing to be able to, or my gratitude, I should say, and willing to have you just come on and talk to me and help me do some repatterning, because it helps everybody when we do that. The next seminar that's coming up begins on the 1st of May, and it is Your Mind, Your Money. And we're going to be looking specifically at money issues and things around money and how we manifest money and what's going on. I'm doing it all right, Suze, but nothing's happening. Well, there's something going on. So we will be looking specifically at money during those seminars. They run from 1 until 2:15 Mountain Time. So that would be from noon until 1:15 Pacific Time and 5 until 6:15 Eastern Time. And if you're in any other time zone, you can figure it out from there. And that will happen on the 1st of May and the 8th of May. And then there'll be a Q&A 2 weeks later on the 22nd of May. And those are regular $49 value. If you're not feeling like you're getting your money's worth within the first half hour of the first call, just let me know and I'll happily send it back to you. I say that with a lot of confidence, because so far in the last 15 years, I've never had to give anybody their money back, because people always feel that they get their money's worth. But there could be a first time, but I'm just telling you that so that you know that you can do that and just be comfortable knowing that you're going to get your value from that. One of the other things that I offer as part of those seminars is an opportunity to do a one-on-one with me at a 20% reduced rate, which that in itself is a $33 value. So always full of value, making sure that you're getting what you need to support you in repatterning the things that you'd like to repattern. So last week we talked about support and getting support, and I would just like to take a few moments to say thank you so much for the outpouring of support that happened. We could feel the energy of people coming in and supporting people here. For those of you who didn't listen last week, we had a major tragedy in Calgary, and I addressed it on the show last week and talked about how, you know, stuff like this happens. And repatterning is not about pretending things didn't happen. It's about how do you get your head around it? And when major tragedy happens, major grief happens, that's when we really need to up the compassion for each other and ourselves. And one of the things that's very interesting is that in my city, everyone's just being really gentle with each other, really compassionate, because there's very, very few people that aren't affected somehow. You know, it was interesting because when it first happened, I had a lot of people say, you know, my goodness, I hope you didn't know any of those people. And I didn't personally know any of the five or the sixth victim, which is the person who was actually the attacker, which was one of their friends. And clearly he just snapped. You know, all good kids, all good families. And what happened though is that I did say when something like this happens in a community, it affects everyone. And it really does. And, you know, oftentimes we don't stop to think about how that happens, but it does. It affects everyone. And so, you know, I found out that people that were close to me, you know, there was like one of my clients was the mom of, well, in fact, she phoned in, the mom of one of the friends of the boy that the young man that did the attacking. You know, how do you get your head around that? Another close friend of mine, her husband works with the father of one of the young girl that was killed. It affects a community in a very deep way, and it doesn't go away right away. And so if you are in a community that has had some kind of a tragedy like that, post-traumatic stress disorder occurs long after. And that's why they call it post-traumatic. It doesn't always happen right after. And so I'm witnessing new clients coming in that are, you know, people that live in New York City that are now experiencing post-traumatic from 9/11, which is, you know, that's now 15 years ago almost, if you can imagine. So just be gentle with yourself and compassionate with yourself. And that ties right into what we're talking about today. And so topic today is trouble remembering. So stress will do that to you. And our daily lives are, in fact, filled with stress. There's so much information that's readily available to us, and we simply use up the conscious bandwidth that we have easy access to, which is all the more reason to develop the patterns that will move much of the processing of stress into your subconscious mind. So on this week's show, I'm going to just do some looking at memory, how to lessen the sting from old memories, how to increase the positive ability of your mind to remember names, dates, whatever you choose. So if you'd like some support with either increasing the positive attributes of your memory, or if you've got a memory that is just like one of those broken records, skipping over and over and over and over and over again in your mind, please do call in on 877-230-3062. Just like to remind you as well, make sure that you've got a big glass of water handy when you're, or a bottle of water handy when you're listening to the show, because you are repatterning and you are processing and your mind is creating new neural pathways. It's always doing that. And when you're doing repatterning or listening to people repattern, it's doing it on super drive. And so you want to make sure that you keep yourself well hydrated. So making sure that you have a drink of water when you need it. And I apologize, I forgot to turn my phone off. So I'm just going to turn the volume off on that. You're still hearing it from the other room and I can't reach that one. So you'll just have to listen to it in the background. All right. So big drink of water. And let's get started. I wanted to just read one of the reflection that was in today's newsletter. And I'd also like to give a shout out to Crystal, who's she's been in my office off and on for years, and she just had a new babe in January. And so she's home with the baby, but she continues to do the newsletter for me. She does an awesome job of putting things together. And I always like it because I never know. I know what the musings are going to be and what the topic of the show is going to be, but she puts other things in it, which is great. One of them today she put in was a note from a woman by the name of Adriana, and it fits in with this needing support and knowing that what each one of us does affects everyone. And so anyway, Adriana says, please let Suze know to keep going with the sample repatterning statements in her weekly emails. I am finding them amazing. Well, I so appreciate this feedback because I heard from Adriana and a number of people. I just started putting them in occasionally, and people were saying that they liked them. So I thought, okay, I'll put them in all the time. So I didn't do it last week because I just it was getting way too long. So I just didn't do it last week. But, you know, you can always send me a note and say, what, you know, how would I repattern this? And then watch for it. It'll show up in the newsletter or on my Facebook page or on the show. Okay. I may not get back to you specifically, but I will absolutely get back to you and I'll send you a note saying this is where you can find it. So I have been putting the repatterning statements in almost all the time. So I appreciate that feedback. Adriana continues. She says, I like how the email is short and it takes me 5 or 10 minutes to go through the statements. I felt a shift happen every time. And so that's great. And I'm really pleased to hear that because, you know, even if it doesn't seem to affect you on the surface, it doesn't seem to be affecting you in your day-to-day reality, it is affecting you on an energetic level. And everything that happens affects you on an energetic level. So again, not to continue to go back to what happened here last week, but people were saying to me at the end of the week, I can't believe how tired I am. It was such a long week. And I'm like, the energy in the city is really low right now because people are mourning in a large number, more than we're used to. And so, you know, that's going to happen. It's going to take some energy to do that. And so just being aware that whatever is happening affects all of us. So I know that when people do those repatterning statements, they will feel a shift, even if they're not conscious of it. And the book is filled with them. Each chapter has a series of these repatterning statements to help you learn how to do them for yourself, because that's the whole point. So she says, please, please, please let her know it's having a huge impact, even if it's just on me. And I'm sure it's impacting many more than just me. And Adriana, you are correct. It's impacting many people. So let's do a series of repatterning statements around memory. So my musings today, I was talking about, I find it fascinating that the things we say to ourselves, especially when we say them aloud. And I was invited this week to a spiritual meetup group in Calgary, and all of the attendees were open to discovering ways to support themselves in their spiritual journey. Very open group, and I really appreciated, thank you very much to Shamir, a shout out to him for putting this together. But one of the girls made an offhand comment. She actually said it about two or three times before it was like, I couldn't resist any longer. She said, my memory is so bad. Well, I couldn't resist. And so we completely jumped into what I call repatterning karaoke, which is when I have everybody in the room repeat it together in support of the person who was there, but also in support of themselves. Because oftentimes when we say something in a group, we're speaking for the group, not just ourselves. So if you've ever had that experience, we go, where did that come from? Why did I say that? Sometimes you're speaking for the group. It's all energy and we're all connected. Okay, so you ready to do some repatterning karaoke on memory? All right. We're going to start with forgiveness. Remember, that's the stage where we acknowledge what's going on. I forgive myself for believing it's okay to put myself down by saying I have a bad memory. I forgive myself for believing it's okay to put myself down by saying I have a bad memory. Okay, and then breathe that in and let it go. I ask my mind to forgive me for being so hard on it. I ask my mind to forgive me for being so hard on it. I give myself permission to be kinder to myself and allow my memory to support me. So we move from forgiveness, where we're acknowledging, to permission, where we're opening a new possibility. I give myself permission to be kinder to myself and allow my memory to support me. Now that permission place opens up, and then we move to choice. I choose to focus on what I'm remembering so I can expand my ability to remember. I choose to focus on what I'm remembering so I can expand my ability to remember. And breathe that in. So the choice is where you really put the two ideas together. Okay, every time I put myself down, I create more of the same. I choose to stop doing that. Every time I put myself down, I create more of the same. I choose to stop doing that. And you'll notice sometimes I do two or three at one stage. Sometimes I just do one. There's really no right or wrong answer. You're just feeling into how your energy is shifting and moving. It's like a conversation back and forth. Okay, after we've done the choice stage, then the next one is freedom. I am free to support myself and focus on all the things I am remembering. I'm free to support myself and focus on all the things I am remembering. One of the things that you'll find when you get to this freedom stage is where it's the visualization and the imagining and then the affirmation, which is looking for examples that are specific. These two really require the creative mind to kick in. You don't have access to that creative mind when you're on the downside of the line before choice. You only have access to it at choice, freedom, affirmation, and surrender, and really only at freedom, affirmation, and surrender. Because choice, you're still kind of on the fence back and forth a bit, and that's where your energy is. Well, one of the things that I've discovered is that if we make the examples kind of funny, then our body likes it and we'll go to it more quickly the next time. So that's what I did in this group. And so what happened was I looked at the gal and she goes, but I don't remember anything. And so I began to have some fun with it. And I started to find specific examples of where her memory supports. So let's go here. I remember to put my clothes on before I go out in public. I'm grateful for that. I remember to put my clothes on before I go out in public. I'm grateful for that. And breathe it in. I remember my own name, and I'm grateful for that. I remember my own name, and I'm grateful for that. I remember where I live and how to get there. That's supportive. I remember where I live and how to get there. That's supportive. Now, we're going to leave the repatterning here for just a moment, but I'm going to ask you to just make a note and just at the top of the page put things I remember easily and well. And then you can start adding to it. So things like you remember to brush your teeth, you remember to eat food, you remember to go to sleep every night, you remember to wake up every morning. You can just start adding those kinds of things in. And I know it sounds a little bit goofball, but that inner critic will get really goofy examples to support you and keep you on the downside of the line. So what you're doing is exercising your inner coach to get specific examples on the upside. Okay, we're going to come back to that example, but right now I'd like to chat with Marie in Ontario, who's been very patiently waiting. Marie, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Sue.
Oh, thanks. Super.
Thank you for taking my call.
I'm so glad that you called in today. What part of Ontario are you in?
LaSalle, outside of Windsor.
Okay.
We're right across from Detroit.
Okay, good enough. I don't know if you know this about me, but I was born in Ontario, so.
I didn't realize that. Where?
Yeah, in Woodstock.
Oh, wow, you're not far.
No, I don't live there anymore, but
no.
Woodstock, and then we moved out to Alberta, and then we moved back to Ontario. My father was with the federal government, and I then went to high school in Kitchener-Waterloo.
Fabulous,
and,
beautiful area.
Yeah, it sure is. And then my folks moved out here, and I came out here for university, and then I went back to Mississauga, and then I came back out here, and I've been here ever since. So, but lots of family there, and I know that at your house it's spring because my sister put a picture on her Facebook page with daffodils that she picked from her garden.
Oh, they're beautiful. Right now everything is starting to pop out, the lilacs and everything.
Yeah, well, we've had 4 whole days without snow here.
Oh, my goodness. Where are you?
Calgary in the mountains.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So I sent her a note back on Facebook and said, we have daffodils in Safeway, and I bought some.
Yes, yes. I met you in Toronto at,
I can do it. Super. Super.
With my daughter, Kathleen.
Okay, I remember that.
I know she
starts
to.
I remember that now. Yes. Thank you for reminding me. Fantastic. And so I'm actually... We're going to get to your question here, but I'm actually going to the I Can Do It conference in Vancouver on the long weekend in May. So
Wow. Anybody
who's listening who's going to be there, I'll be out in the foyer just chatting with people and handing out bookmarks and having conversations. So that's what I was doing at the I Can Do It conference in Toronto.
Right.
When I met you. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, Kathleen actually suggests I call you because I've got stress is causing me. Stress is clouding my judgment. In my years with my husband, we have moved many times. And right now we're in a large home. My mom passed away. She lived with us for 13 years. And we've found another home we want to downsize. But I've moved so many times, I'm wondering is this going to be the right move? But we don't need to live in this home we're in right now. It's too big for the two of us.
Okay.
Now, I need help deciding which way to go. I know what I want to do, but I think I need a push.
Okay. Well,
I would like this house we found appears to be in all content ideal for our needs. Mm-hmm. And, but it's just that one more time. We've moved 17 times in 38 years.
Oh, that is a lot. Yeah, I reckon. Like, it's funny because I'm sitting here thinking, why am I telling her that my father is a veterinarian? We moved around a lot. But that's probably why, because university was my 13th school.
Oh Lord. Yes.
Grade 4, I went to 4 different schools, so I have a little bit of background on this already. So that's probably why I was telling you that story. Isn't it funny how that pops up?
It's just connected. So, yeah. And our two daughters have gone through the same thing, going through grade school and high school.
Yeah.
The home we're in right now, like I say, it's too large for us. I know we will never get the money that we put into it, but at this point in my life, that's not the issue. I need to go somewhere where I'm more comfortable.
Okay, so what I'm going to ask you to do is draw, you know, that lovely chart with the line down the middle, down arrow on the left side, up arrow on the right side.
Kathleen told me.
If you listen to me once, you've heard it 100 times.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to get you to put on the downside, too big, and then drop down a line.
Okay.
And on the right-hand side, put comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else?
The expense, you know, the expense of keep upkeep of the house.
Does that drain your energy or support your energy?
It drains the energy, this big house.
All right.
Yeah.
So put that on the downside. Just put expense and then drop a line down, because what we're going to do is we're going to put the opposites on them. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay, so what else is all that stuff? So what we're doing is we're kind of doing a brain dump, Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting all the stuff that's been swirling around in your head, confusing you. We're getting it down on paper so you can see it.
Okay.
Okay? So what else when you think about the move? It's like one more time. I heard you say that.
One more time?
Which side of the line is that one on?
Yeah. That's on the bad time. One more time. That's on the...
Draining. On the left-hand side, draining.
On the left-hand side.
And you know, I heard you say bad side, and it's not that it's bad. It just drains your energy when you think about it.
Draining side, okay.
Yeah.
But then on the better side, on the comfortable side, it's also one more time, because I have heard one more time many times. And I'm thinking, this better be one more time.
So is it draining your energy, or is that lowering your energy?
I'm excited.
Okay, so already excited on the upside.
Yeah.
And you're also.
Yes. Like, we have to purge so much, and I'm not looking forward to that at all.
Okay. So put have to purge, put not looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'm going to make one quick suggestion here, Marie, and okay. I just an hour ago came off the last call of the seminar that I did this month, which was a declutter one.
Okay.
All of the seminars that I do are available on the website, and you can get even if you missed the seminar live, you can get the MP3. And I can't remember what the price is, but I think it's like $20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you'll have them, and then you can, you know, send me questions if you've got questions on it. But that'll support you with that, because the next one comes up in 6 months. And so that's going to be too long, because you're going to be done by then. But it'll give you some really structured ways of doing that, and how to use repatterning to declutter so that it becomes really fun. Okay.
Oh, it's got to be fun. It just seems to be getting more and more overwhelming right now.
Right. So overwhelming on that downside.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, another thing that you can do is that I know that this is April. So in March, if you go back into the archives on Contact Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go on the site where I am, and you go back into the, and you scroll back, you will see that in March, and I don't remember the dates, I'm sorry, but there was two shows that I did about clutter.
Okay.
And spring cleaning and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So just go give a listen to those, because those are free. And they'll give you some tips and ideas as well, okay?
I just wrote that down.
Ew. And for anybody that has the app, which is the 365 that sends you a word every day, there is a button on there, and I'm always stunned at how many people have not discovered it, but there's a place where it says more, and you go there, and there's a list of things, and one of the things is radio show archives, and you can listen to all the shows I've ever done on CTR, and I've been on CTR for over a year now, because I started in April last year. Yeah.
It's been a year since I've been on Hay House. I know Kathleen listens to you a lot.
Yeah, super. Well, hi, Kathleen.
She's listening.
Yeah, and so, you know, you can get the shows there too. So they're just available and there for you. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go for a quick break here.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you, Marie, to take all the ones that are on the downside of the line and feel what the opposite feeling would be. So what's the opposite of overwhelm for you? It might be peacefulness. It might be calm. It might be order. It might be, I don't know what it is for you, but you know what it is for you. Okay.
Okay.
So we've got about a minute and a half, and we'll come back after the break, and we will look at those opposites, and then we're going to pick one to repattern for you. Okay.
Hey, thank you very much.
All righty. We will be back in a few minutes. This is Suze Casey, and you're listening to Flipping the Switch on CTR Network. Thanks for joining us today, and we will be right back. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach.
Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized, coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our Learning Center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit belieffrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts. And you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. We are talking with Marie, who's joined us from Ontario, and I'm really pleased that she did. And we've been talking a little bit about how to get a decision made. And it really does fit in with the topic that we're due today, which we're talking about today, which is that, you know, kind of working with your memory and remembering things, because you don't remember things when you're stressed and you're using up too much bandwidth. And so what we're doing is a little exercise that's going to help her kind of get some of that bandwidth back. I call it brain dumping. Marie, how did it go?
Actually, I made a few notes. Yes. Yeah. Actually, when I see it down in writing, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Get it out of that swirl space in your brain and onto a chart.
Right.
Does this drain my energy or does it lift my energy up? Okay.
Right.
Nice. So then one of the things that the next step after you dump it is, and I suggest you do this on the break, was to then take that idea and move it across the line, the ones that are on the downside. So did you have any luck with that?
Well, I'm saying when, not if we sell this house. I say when we sell this house and purge, there'll be a lot less baggage. It'll be more peaceful and relaxing over there. That's for sure.
Nice. Okay. So more peaceful and relaxing. Great.
More comfortable. I'll be more comfortable because when you have more space, more everything, you just collect everything. And I don't need that.
And isn't that funny? That's one of the things I was talking about in the declutter workshop today, because so often people think, oh, the reason my place is cluttered is because it's too small and I need a bigger space.
No.
It's actually the opposite.
Exactly. I have so many cupboards. I feel like I have to have something in every cupboard, and you don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could actually have empty cupboards. Wow. What a
concept. Wow. Thank you.
What else did you discover? Anything else?
Well, when I said one more time moving, I'm thinking, oh, one more time. Oh, Lord, here we go again. But on the other hand, one more time, it could be exciting because this time I want to move. Other times, I didn't want to move.
Oh, isn't that interesting? And so what happens is that the monkey goes and gets the file folder called moving, and it's full of all that icky feeling. And actually, that doesn't apply this time.
No.
Now, it's funny because when I moved from the house where I raised my kids into my first downsized condo, it was really interesting because I was going into that dread place and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, well, wait a minute. Like, I really want this. Like, I'm excited to not be cutting grass anymore. I'm excited to have those, you know, 3 hours every weekend back. I'm excited that that somebody else will shovel my snow for me, which is an issue here. You know, I'm excited. And I started realizing that the beliefs I was holding around moving were actually my mother's.
Oh, okay. I see.
Right? That I picked up as a kid. They weren't even mine. Because I quite liked moving, because it's like a chance to kind of, you get new tea towels, for example.
Yeah,
you know?
Just like Christmas, opening the boxes exactly. And putting things away in the cupboards.
Well, and I don't, you know, when I say get new tea towels, it's one of the things that I actually suggest to people when they're in that between place, which is where you are right now, which can feel overwhelming, is start to do some things that are for the new place.
Okay.
So if you see, you know, and I'm not talking about like, you know, buying thousands of dollars worth of furniture, but if you see like a couple of tea towels that you go, gosh, those are cute. Now you don't
really
need them.
Weeks ago, I bought a couple and I showed it to my daughter and they're a good sized tea towel and they're a dish towel and I'm going to go get some more.
And perfect. And then you put them in a box and you label the box kitchen.
Okay.
And then you start putting other things in that box that you want in your kitchen.
Okay.
In the new place, but that you're not going to use between now and when you move. You know, so for example, you'll probably be there by Christmas. So you don't need, you know, like your Christmas baking stuff or whatever, like things that you just know that you're not going to, if you're going to be moved before summertime, maybe you put your canning stuff in that, like whatever. You just begin the process, but you begin it with something that you're excited about. So you can go get like, you know, some nice cushy towels in a nice neutral color and say, those are the new towels for the new guest room.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. And then you put them
Sounds
in.
Like
you
a,
put them
a trousseau,
in.
Opening up a trousseau again.
You got it. Exactly.
For your new house.
That's exactly what it is. It's a hope chest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So all you're doing is shifting the energy on it and getting excited about it. Now, can you feel how this is starting to move you forward?
Yes.
Now, you don't have access to that creative side of your mind when you're in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
When your mind is swirling, you cannot, because all you can do is fight or flight, because that's how you're wired. So when people say, I can't think straight, why can't I think straight? Because you're on the downside of the line.
You're
that's
overloaded.
You're overloaded. Your bandwidth is done. And, you know, I'll have people will say something to me, Uncle, I don't have any bandwidth left.
Okay.
You know, give, you know, and like I had a friend text me last night and I had just finished with, I had a very full day, lots of clients, and it was like 8 o'clock at night. And I had said, you know, I'll be done at 8. So, you know, 8:03, I get a text and it's like, can you talk? And it was like, I don't have any bandwidth right now.
No.
And I just said, you know, I'm going to make myself some dinner and then I need to unplug. Can we talk tomorrow?
Okay.
And, you know, she came back with, are you okay? And I'm like, yep, just short on bandwidth at the moment.
Okay.
You know, and if you think about that, it's like, it's a perfectly acceptable thing. You only have X amount of conscious ability.
Right.
Okay, so
and
let's
when you're
put some of this
going in too many directions.
Yes,
you're not getting anything accomplished,
and
your
you were probably not.
No.
You're probably not sitting around waiting for another thing to do on your plate, like moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you weren't sitting there with 4 hours extra every day that you didn't know what to do with. You already had a full, busy, and productive, active life, and now you're adding something else. So of course, your bandwidth's going to get a little stretched.
Yes.
Okay, so let's do a little repatterning on that. One of the things that you said that there was a lot of juice on was the expense.
Yes.
And so what did you get something on the opposite side of that line?
Well, you know, I believe because of the size of the home and everything, the utilities and all that, everything will be a lot less. And it's one floor instead of the lower level, upper level, and main floor. So the utilities and such will be less.
Okay, so
that.
If that's less, what's going to be more?
The cost will be less.
Yes, and that will create, because you always want to focus on what you're expanding. Okay, so the cost will be less, giving me more disposable income, giving us more travel budget, giving us more, what's going to be more?
Elbow room in the event, it would be just like our safety net. We can just build up on that a little bit more instead of drawing on everything.
Okay,
so. We'll just be able to stash away a little bit.
And how will it feel when that's there?
Because then I can go to Germany.
Okay, that's where I was wanting to get to. Okay, so on the expense on the opposite side is travel money.
Travel money, yes. We have a daughter, son-in-law, and two grandsons over there.
That's not a maybe holiday. That's a you got to get there, Grandma.
Yeah, last time I read it was for 7 weeks.
Nice. So you see what we're doing is we're moving
it
to the upside of the line so we can focus there. Okay, so are you ready to repattern?
Yes.
Okay, so I forgive myself for believing I need to stay on the downside of the line. It doesn't help.
No.
I forgive myself for believing.
I forgive myself for believing.
That I need to stay on the downside of the line.
That I need to stay on the downside of the line.
It doesn't help.
It does not help.
Okay, breathe that in.
Yeah.
And let it go. Okay. I forgive myself for believing I have to carry all this in my head. It warps my bandwidth.
Yes. I forgive myself for believing I have to carry it all in my head. It warps my bandwidth.
Okay, breathe that in.
Yes.
Okay, the monkeys are agreeing. I can hear you going, yep, yep, okay.
Yep, yep.
I give myself permission to support my mind by going to the upside.
I give myself permission to support my mind for heading to the upside. To pat myself on the back. Don't stay back down in the gutter.
Exactly. Well, because when you go to the upside, it creates more bandwidth.
Yes, right? Yes.
Because now you're inside of possibilities. Okay. So
yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard me do this one, Marie, but I'm going to just teach you a little quick how to pat yourself on the back.
Okay.
So take your right hand and stretch it as high as you can in the air, like you've got the answer and you're grade 5 and you're so excited.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like that. Okay. And then stretch it a little bit further and a little bit further. Okay. And then bend your elbow and you should find yourself patting yourself on the back.
Most definitely.
Okay, so you can do this at any point in time when you're feeling a little bit tired. You just reach that right hand up as high as you can.
Yeah.
Stretch it a little bit further and go, I'm stretching. And then you bend that elbow and you just go, yep. And you'll get that little kind of happy little shiver on your body, like a little pat on the back. And then you can go on again.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Pat myself on the back. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I can choose which side of the line I'm on.
Oh, yes, I can choose. Oh, I'm writing that one down. I can choose. Yes. And that's the whole thing, too. It's no matter what we have to deal with, it's going to be there. It's just how we deal with it.
Exactly. It's not what happens to you. It's how you navigate what happens to you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So you can navigate this, and you can make it be a blast. So one of the things that I did around when I moved into this place, because my last move, I put everything in storage for almost a year and went nomadic.
It's strange because a month ago when we decided this, we rented one of those storage, by the garage type of thing, the storage building there. And we brought things over there because we're not ready to get rid of them, but yet we don't know that we want them at the other house.
Right.
So, but if they're in there, you're not using them.
Uh-huh.
Do you want some milk cans? The old-fashioned milk cans?
But, I bet you somebody does. And so that's the thing. It's like when you're done with something, it's like freeing up that energy. So what I do every time I move is I only move the things I love.
Okay.
Okay, or that have like a really, a nice emotional connection for me. Like my godmother's teapot, for example.
Yes.
It gets packed because I love that teapot.
Yeah.
But if it's just useful, but I don't really like it.
Yeah.
This is a really good reason to let it go because nature abhors a vacuum. And what will happen is that as you release things that aren't supportive of you, something that is supportive will arrive.
Okay.
And we often don't get rid of that old Chesterfield because what will we sit on to watch television? But once you let the old Chesterfield go, all of a sudden you're on Craigslist and you find the perfect leather couch that you've always wanted and it's like $100, pick it up today, bang, and you've got space for it. Okay.
Yeah. So it's open yourself to opportunities.
Exactly. So that's one of the things.
Seriously.
Just make sure that you just only take with you what you love.
Yes.
And so, if I don't love it, who is it useful for? Somebody else? Great. Goes in that pile. Is it garbage? Great. Does it belong to one of the kids? Because it sounds like you're at that stage and age where the kids have probably left things in the big house.
Yep.
And so now this is called get a lovely, go to, Walmart or someplace like that, get some lovely, laundry baskets.
Okay.
Label one with each one of your kids' names. And when you find something that either belongs to them or you know that they would like to have that you're done with, it goes in the basket and then you invite them to come over.
Good idea.
Okay.
And
the ones that live overseas, you just get on Skype and you show them and say, what do you want me to bring with me when I come? Because I'm coming.
I mentioned we're moving into a smaller place. Over there 14 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, I I bring it on myself because we have a bigger home and we have a bigger dry 17 by 21, 4 feet high crawl space. I've taken in other people's storage.
Fabulous. What a wonderful opportunity to invite all these people over to claim their stuff.
Come and get it.
We're having a party on Sunday. The ladders will be there. Bring boxes, bring whatever, and then have a swap meet. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to do any of these ideas. I'm just like throwing them out there because it's just like, make it be fun.
Oh, you're just clearing my head. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So when I moved, I was in storage for a year. And when I came out of storage, I had not been able to entertain people for a year because I didn't have a home to entertain people. You know, so I was, people were saying, I haven't seen you. And I was like, well, you kind of have to phone me because I can't sort of say, hi, do you want to come over and sit in my car? You know?
Yeah, okay.
So, because I didn't really have a fixed, so when you met me, I was probably of no fixed address at that point
That's
in time.
Right.
I had a mailbox.
Yes.
So what I did, I was so excited that I was going to have a place. I threw myself a housewarming party.
Oh, good for you.
And I threw it 24 hours after I got possession of the house.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, because I wanted my home to be filled with my friends' laughter and the stories and all of those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, if I wait until it's perfect, I won't have the housewarming.
Yes, that's right, too. That's right.
And so we had a great, you know, everybody, like I just said, it's a, you know, BYO everything.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know what boxes will be unpacked and not unpacked. And it's just, I'm stopping at 6 o'clock. I'm going to stop and I'm going to need to be, have friends around me. And I'm so excited to have you guys come over and see my new place. And, you know, so I remember one of my friends said, do you have a corkscrew? And I said, yes, I do. And he looked at me and said, where is it? And I said, in one of those 37 boxes marked kitchen.
So bring your own corkscrew.
Well, what happened was, I just said, maybe somebody else has a corkscrew. Turned out one of the girls did. And he said, oh, what the heck? Let's just look for yours. And they ended up unpacking about 4 or 5 of the boxes for me till they found the corkscrew.
And you had fun doing it.
And we had a blast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let it be fun. Let it be joyous. Let it be uplifting. Let it be a time of celebration.
Well, the one I have one issue that I've had for 38 years, that's my husband. No, he's a good man. He's a very kind man, very gentle man. But he's a very stick-in-the-mud, pessimistic man.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I see it half full. He sees it three-quarters empty.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get him to feel the good as well.
Okay.
And I find that drains me.
Exactly, because you can't. Okay, can I make you feel anything you don't want to feel?
No.
You knew this when you were 2 and a half and said, you can't make me.
That's right. You can't make me.
We knew this as children, and yet as adults, we seem to forget that we can't make anybody feel anything that they don't want to feel.
Right.
So Michael Lozier, who wrote the book Law of Attraction, lives out in Victoria, has a great expression that I just adore, and it's called mind your own vibration.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's kind of a takeoff on mind your own business.
Yes.
Mind your own vibration. So stop worrying about where your husband's at, and just mind Marie's vibration.
And enjoy it.
And have fun. Now, do you think that this guy that married you because you were a glass half empty kind of gal? No.
No.
He wanted the balance. Okay. So he likes that you're up and fun. So
yeah. And he just shakes his hand sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. But
true.
But so what? And what happens is that light is far, far, far stronger than dark.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. People say, oh, but they're dragging me down. And it's like, nobody drags you down without your permission.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Don't give them the power.
Yeah. And so the light is always, you know, laughter is always, you know, how many times have you been crying and then somebody says something and you start to laugh and it's like, you can't stop laughing because it's more powerful.
Yeah.
Our bodies like that, those endorphins much better. And so just mind your own vibration. So let's go here. I forgive myself for believing I can change my husband's energy.
I wrote that down, mind your own vibration. I just love it.
Okay, so let's do a repattern on it. I forgive myself for believing I can change anybody else's energy.
I forgive myself for believing I can change anyone else's energy. Yes.
Do that, Anne. I give myself permission to mind my own vibration.
I give myself permission to mind my own vibration.
Okay, breathe it in. Now, you know, people will say to me, oh, but Suze, you're changing people's energy all the time. Not unless they want to.
Exactly.
But how do I do it? My vibration is so strong, positive, and high because I mind it that I'm able to just keep sitting steady with somebody and kind of go, okay, yep, I get it, but how about this? Or how about this? What about this?
You actually mind it and you nourish it.
I have all kinds of great ideas because I keep myself on the upside of the line as much as possible.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
Yes, we need the contrast, but we do not need it 50-50 on both sides of the line. You can be like, as I was saying in the workshop the other day, I said, I'm going for 99.999% on the upside and 0.0001 on the downside. You just need the contrast. You don't need to swim in it. You just need to dip your toe in it. That's it.
Yes.
Okay. So I can be down or I can be up, and I'm choosing.
There's an expression that I learned last week. I apologize.
Okay.
Every day is a good day to have a good day.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
I choose to live by that.
Every day is a good day to have a good day.
So just reinforce it by saying, I choose to live that.
I choose to live that.
I'm free to live that even when my husband's not having a good day.
Even when he's not having a good day, I'm not going to let it ruin mine.
Okay, so instead of I'm not going to let it ruin mine, I'm free to have a good day. If you see how the energy feels different?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Can you touch me through the telephone here? It feels wonderful.
Well, it's just energy. And so, yes, absolutely we can. You know,
yeah.
When I see people in person, they're always saying, well, how do you do this on the radio? I said, well, listen, sometime you'll hear.
Oh.
It's super easy to do because it's just energy.
Right. I can feel it.
You know that you can feel your grandbabies that are in Germany. You know, you can feel them. You can send them a hug.
Yep. Yes, definitely. Two grands over there and two granddaughters over here.
Nice.
I'm a very lucky grandma.
Yeah. You get to give that energy, that positive energy, just send it to your husband the same way. So when he's having a glass half empty day, you know, you may want to, you said his glass is three quarters empty and you're half full. You may want to just fill yours up to three quarters full and then you got more to give him.
Okay. Okay. As we speak, I'm drawing that glass.
Nice. Nice.
I'm one of these people that when I read anything or just talking, even now, I'm making notes.
Yeah. Well, and you can go back and listen to this, which is lovely. You
know, oh, my goodness.
It's all archived there. So you can go back and listen to it and get the ideas that you missed.
Okay.
Okay.
Susie, thank you.
You're very welcome. You got
good
help. Now, what I'm going to suggest is that if you want, you could either join us for one of the seminars, or I can just ask Rita to send you the MP3 and that complimentary for phoning in today. Would you like that?
Oh, I would really like that.
Okay, so make sure that you talk to the gal on the switchboard who answered the phone, and she's going to take your email address. Okay, because I have to have your email address. So if you don't hear from us in a day or two, send me an email. And you can just send it to office@beliefrepatterning.com. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
You are so welcome. Have a fun time, and I look forward to hearing about the new host.
Oh, I will.
And all of our American friends are laughing because we've been saying host like Canadians.
Okay, yes. Is it a tomato or a tomato?
And I think I also used Chesterfield there too, so they're going to be having a real heyday with those. Anyway, take care, Marie. It was lovely chatting with you, and enjoy the springtime. Go smell some of those lilacs for me.
For sure, and thank you. God bless you.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. I hope it's obvious how much fun I have supporting people in moving to the upside of the line, and I'm totally happy to help you do that. We have time for, maybe a real quick one, 877-230-3062. If you call in right away, we can do a quick one. But if you want to call in next week, the topic next week is, how do you catch yourself? This was another question that was asked me at this workshop that I was at. Somebody said, how do you catch yourself so that you know when you're doing this? I know that you know, if you've been listening, that I'm going to have an interesting twist on that one. It's not about catching yourself, but we will talk about how you become that observational place so that you can make the decisions to move yourself to that upside of the line. And that's next week on Flipping the Switch. Meanwhile, earlier we were doing some repatterning about memory, and I had asked you to jot down some ideas about the things that you are good at remembering. So you might even add some of these. Great at remembering my kids' names. I'm fabulous at remembering my partner's name. I'm super at remembering my mother-in-law's name. Okay. Isn't that nice? Your subconscious mind takes care of that for you so that you do not have to keep going back and trying to find that. it just makes sure that you take care of that. And the things that are important are there for you in your subconscious. So what we did with Marie was we dumped stuff out of the conscious mind and put it down on a piece of paper so the conscious mind wasn't scurrying around trying to remember it, and it was taking up bandwidth. And then that allowed her to get to that upside of the line by looking at what the opposite emotions were. Once she was there, the creativity began and she got energized like crazy. And I'm sure you could hear that in her voice. That's how we do it. So you get the idea. Whenever we focus on what the upside is, things start happening. So with this memory one, where our memories were powerful, that's where we're focusing. And then what follows is that we're going to create more powerful memory. We made the examples fun. Laughter always enhances learning. It does not have to be hard. It does not have to take a long time. And with all due respect for colleagues that say that it's going to take you a long time to change a habit, you tie it to another habit, you make it fun, you have laughter in there, you put in the supportive emotions, and boof, that new habit will be there. I don't know if boof is a word or not, but you know what I mean. Laughter always enhances learning. It works with any attribute that you wish to increase, whether that be memory, whether that be fun and moving, it doesn't matter, okay? It works. So focus on the challenge and you're going to get more challenge. Focus on what you're good at and that will expand. Add laughter and it expands more quickly. It is that easy. And I'm going to go on record as saying you can and will repattern anything you choose. So I'm going to give you a quick example of a repatterning that I did the other day, really fast. Some of you who are listening have been asking for an audio version of the Belief Repatterning book, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, that Hay House published 2 years ago. Just had its birthday last week on the 19th of April. It was 2 years old. And I sat down last week and I recorded the audio recording. Now, here's what happened. I had the last two chapters left to do, and I was going to Banff for the weekend up into the mountains with a girlfriend, and we had decided we were going in the morning, and I almost phoned her and said, could I get an extra hour of time because I really want to finish this recording? And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to pause it. I can't quite remember how to turn it all off. Didn't want to bother the person, you know, on Easter weekend because I know that they had family things to do that owned the equipment that I'd borrowed, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to put it on pause. It'll be fine unless there's a power outage. And I went, oh, don't even think about a power outage, Suze. So I went, checked the weather. No storms happening. I thought, okay, I'm fine. It'll all be fine. Off I go. Came back on Sunday. And the first thing that my housemate said to me was, oh, I hope everything is okay. We had a power outage for an hour. I just went, oh dear. And I had lost everything that I had done last week. So it was what, 8 hours of recording. And I looked at it and I thought, there's a reason for it. I give myself permission to know the reason. I give myself permission to be okay with this. I choose to be okay with this. And then all of a sudden I remembered that while I was recording last week, I was reading the parts about how you're feeling will come through in your words, whether you want it to or not. It'll come through in your energy. And I remember as I was reading that part thinking, wow, I'm having a bit of a harsh week this week with all of the challenging, you know, emotions that people were dealing with. And I keep myself on the upside pretty well, but it was more of a conscious effort last week than it usually is. And I thought, I hope that doesn't come through in the recording. Well, I re-recorded it this week and it's a way better recording because after being away for 2 days in the mountains, I was firmly back on the upside of the line, having filled myself up. So how do you fill yourself up? How do you make sure that you keep yourself on the upside of the line? How do you fill that space in you that keeps you creative, that allows your mind to think creatively? How do you do that? And so we're going to really focus on that next week by how do you catch yourself? How do you get observational? And I'm looking forward to repatterning with you next week at the same place, same time on CTR Network. Another quick reminder, if you're wanting a daily reminder, that 365 app, you can find it at the App Store, wherever you buy your apps for whatever your smartphone or iPhone. It's 365, the number, like how many days there are in the year, 365 repattern. So 365 space REPATTERN, and it'll pop up. It's around $3-4, depending on what platform that you're on, and it will send a push message every day to you with a positive thought, helping you keep on that upside of the line. I'm Suze Casey, reminding you that that's where you want to live. And there's lots of ways that we can help you do that. So give us a shout if we can be of further support. I look forward to hearing from you. Love to hear from you on Facebook. Love to get email at office@beliefrepatterning.com. If you're in Calgary, I'm at the Women's Show next weekend and I have complimentary tickets. Happy to give those to you. Send me an email with your address and I'll pop them in the mail to you. Take care. Bye for now. Have an awesome week. We'll see you next one.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.